I can say good afternoon to everyone. We're very grateful this afternoon to have each and every person on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. You're very honored, yes. We're happy to have you on. Yeah, we want you to know to be saved. You must do as the lady did on this morning. She believed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross. She heard that. She believed it with all of her heart, repented of her sins, confessed Jesus to be Son of God. Then she was baptized, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and added to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. Only when you ever read about the Bible. So excited that she obeyed the gospel. Welcome my new sister in Christ to the call on this afternoon. Hopefully she's on. But we want to continue to pray for her and her family. Amen. So this afternoon, I want to go to Acts chapter 17, verse 24 through 28, and it was read in your hearing. And from this text, I will preach from the topic for a few minutes this afternoon. In Him, live in Him in 2023. Let's read the scripture again. It started in verse 24, Acts 17, 24. Oh my God, that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelling not in temples made with hands. Neither is worship with me in his hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation. They should seek the Lord happily. If happily they feel after him and find him, and though he be not far from every one of us, or in him. There's my title right there. We live, move, and have our being, as certain also of the poets have said, for we also his offspring. Live in him. And living in him, this text suggests that God had made the world. The Lord, he's the Lord of heaven and earth. He don't dwell in temples. He's not worshipped by human hands. He given life to every one of us. And he made one nation, one blood all nations. It means he has no partiality towards skin colors. Appointed that men should seek the Lord. We are his offspring. It's the Godhead itself. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is not like any owl, which they were doing. And dishonors God as the God of heaven. Now, this passage of scripture here, that we learn some things about God. That God gives all of us life. He gives us the breath and all things. So in 2023, living in him, appreciating life, appreciating the breath that God has given. God has made all men to live on the earth with limited time, the bounds of our determination. We're not going to be here forever. But he's given us a purpose. All men should seek him happily. And that's what I want to encourage you to do this year, is to live in him and to seek God happily. Seek peace. Three ways to live in him. I want to point out the lesson to be yours this afternoon. Number one, live in him with love. And what do you mean by love God first? Above everything else. Jesus said in Matthew 22:37-38, and he said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Notice this. This is the first, great and first commandment. No one could get to heaven without loving God. In 2023, work on loving God more. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 3, John said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God. And whosoever loveth him, that begotten, loving him also that is begotten of him. Hereby we know that we love the children of God when we love God and do his commandments. John said, for this is the love of God. Here it is, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So in living him in 2023, you live in him by loving God. And notice this. To live in him with love means you'll keep his commandments. Means you will not forget who gave his son. your loving, forgiving Jesus, the only begotten, and you love the only begotten, giving his life on the cross. Live in him in love. In Romans 8, Paul says in verse 28, we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. So we're living in him, and all things, as long as you love God, all things can work together for your good. Good, positive and negative things. Things going wrong, everything is permitted, will allow even us to go through different times in our lives. It'll be difficult, but if you love God, no matter if it's a bad situation, it's to your good. Also, love, living him in love by loving our brethren at Hollow Heights and abroad. Like we said today, we're a family. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9, but concerning love of the brethren, you have no need that one writer to you. For you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. We are to love brothers. Now, let's remember this. Loving brothers does not mean just loving members of the Hollow Heights. We are all, the Church of Christ is universal. All of our brothers, all across the nation, we are to love them. And we've experienced some love from the congregation who supported us in times when we really needed it. Thank God for our brethren. Live in him and love our brethren. Love the brethren. And Hebrew writer said, let the love of brother continue. Hebrews 13 and verse 1. Peter said in 1 Peter 1 and verse 22, seeing ye have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Then he said, love one another from the heart fervently. We ought to love each other. Live in him, learn to love each other. You know, will we have differences? Will we have, yes. Will we have disagreements? Yes. But we ought to never stop loving each other. We'll never stop. We live in him this year. Remember to love you. Love everyone. Also, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor is something else we got to learn. Love our fellow man. Matthew 22 and 39. Jesus said, thou shalt love that neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, love your neighbor just like you love your own self. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, 43 and 44, Jesus again said, you have heard that it was said, thou shalt love that neighbor and hate thine enemy. He said, that's not the way I want it. He said, but I say, you love your enemies and pray for them that persecute you. Lord, you live in him in 2023. You learn to love God. You learn to love the brethren. And the song we sing in Hollow Heights, we're part of a family. And sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. And the reason why we can love our enemy, because Jesus died for the very enemy that may be your worst enemy. He died for him or her, just like he did. Somebody said, that person hates me. He died for that same person. Why? Love fulfills the law. Romans 13 and verse 10. That's my first point. Learn to love regardless of what's going on around you or what someone has done to you or what's going on in your brotherhood. Learn to love everyone. Number two, second point. Live in him in 2023. By serving. Live in him in service. Love, when you get love down, it demands that you serve. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, for ye, brother, were called for freedom, but only use your freedom for occasion to the flesh, but through love be servants one to another. Apostle Paul said, because of your love, you serve one another. That's what we did today in Hawaii. We serve each other. That's what we do as a family. We serve one another. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. Paul says to the Philippians, have this mind in you. Let this mind in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who exists in the form of God, counting not to be in equality or robbery with God, things to be grasped and emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made and found in the fashion of a man. He humbled himself and became obedient even unto death. Yes. Yea, the death of the cross. Why we serve? Because our master was a servant. Live in him. Learn to serve. That's what we need right now. How everybody got to go and serve. We got to go and serve in the ministry. Because in him, commit to serve the Lord. You got to love him first. If you love him, you'll serve. That's what I'm promoting this afternoon. Serve the Lord. Get involved. Why? Jesus served us. How did he serve us? But not on the cross. greatest servant of all. Jesus said, the one who serves is the greatest in the kingdom. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 through 28. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the rulers of Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Not so shall it be among you. But whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister. Whoever will be first among you shall be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus came as a servant. He served the world with his life. They weren't living him in 23 by serving. We got to remember what it means to serve, brothers and sisters. Serving is not just lip service. It's getting involved and being active. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus said in verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. You got to decide who you're going to follow. In 2023, stay in the Lord. Live in him. In him, we live, move, and have our very being. In him, we love. In him, we serve. And the Bible said in Luke chapter 14, in verse number 21 through 23, and the servant came and told his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and maimed, blind and lame. And the servant said, Lord, what thou didst command is done, yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, constrain them to come in, that my house may be filled. We got to do it. We got to serve him. We got to serve him. We got to love him. We got to serve him. And what it means to serve is to get out there in the bushes. Like Bro Stiles was talking today, we got to hit the community. We got to go into the world. You got to tell your neighbor. We got to get the gospel out. One of the great things we're doing, we're going to be gospel abroad, sharing the gospel abroad, sharing the gospel locally, because when we love God, we love to serve the Lord. And to serve is to carry out the great commission that mankind can be saved. In Luke chapter 12, verse 37, Jesus said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat and shall come and serve them. See them. He said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he come back, he find them watching, paying attention, be alert, be aware of what our goal is, what it is to serve the Lord. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 34 through 36, Jesus said, then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. We have a work to do. This congregation has a work to do. All of us to live in him is to live in him in love, to live with him in service, as servants, and carry out the mission that our Lord came and started. That is to serve those who are in need of salvation, visit the sick, take care of those who need to know Jesus in the pardon of their sin. That's what it means to serve. And my last point, serve him by being positive. It's easy to be negative. So many people seem like, so many times it's easier just to go with the negative side. You can present all the positive things, but somebody walk out and say something negative. See, live in him in positive things. People who focus on the negative side are miserable people in life. People who can't see the good will never love God like they should, and they will never serve him like they should, because all they can see is the negativity. Change that part of your mind and live in him in positivity and optimism for your life. The Christian has been given a life of joy. We rejoice because we've been saved. Romans 5 and verse 2. Through whom also we have our access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See, we have a hope to make heaven our home. We should be positive people. We should live in Him, being positive, knowing that God is in control of everything, and no matter what we do, nothing we can do to change the will of God. When God's will is in play, no one can change it. All you're doing is putting yourself in the way for God to move you. Think about that. Stay positive. See the good. Walk, step on faith. Rejoice in those, Paul says, rejoice in those who walk in truth. Be thankful that you had a congregation where the truth is being taught. In 2 John 1 and verse 4, I rejoice greatly that I have found certain of thy children walking in truth, even as we receive commandments from the Father. Now, you can look at all the things that may be going on when nobody can say anything about this, about us and our life. We hold it to the truth. We're going to hold to the truth. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord, not sometime, always. And again, I say rejoice. That's the children of God who are living in Him. In Him we live, move, and have our very being. You live in Him because you love Him. You live in Him. That love promotes serving. And after you serve, you live in Him looking for the good. All things work together for good. Even when it don't look good, God got a plan in motion. But He's looking for Christians to know He made the greatest sacrifice. The Christian has fellowship with God and Christ. We're in fellowship with God. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you also, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Yea, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. When you think about that, our spirit bear witness to the Spirit of God. We're in fellowship with God. That should always be positive because God has done His part by giving His Son made the ultimate sacrifice for us to have hope of eternal life. God is faithful. God has done His part. 1 Corinthians 1:9, the Bible said, God is faithful through whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. We are in fellowship. We are in a relationship with Jesus Christ and Him this year in 23. First, work on loving God. If you live in Him and you start working on your love will produce service, and your service then will present a very positive, grateful, filled with gratitude Christian. Knowing I'm just a servant in the kingdom of God. God is in control. I had a text today, came from a faithful sister, said, and she encouraged us to out, I said, God is in control. Who am I? Isn't that something? That's a mind that says to me, we think we in control of something, God takes it over and do what He gonna do with it. Isn't that powerful? That's how we should live this life. And you can stay positive. You know, if God is in control, even though it don't look right to you, God is in control of what's going on. He's bigger than any of us. And He can move us when He wants to move us. The Bible says that God is God. And God, being God, you all, means He's God all by Himself. Christian has been given the promise of eternal life. Eternal life is only promised to those who are obedient to God. Peter asked God, Jesus, one time, everybody left Jesus. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? If we leave, you say, Brother Bruce, I'm just going to go to another congregation. Well, you know, that's up to you. But don't ever leave the Lord. Don't ever leave the Lord, whatever you do. And you can run control if you want to, but it's everywhere you go. And Jesus asked him, y'all going to go too? He said, Lord, where are we going to go? John 6:68. There's nowhere to go. You have the words of eternal. If our goal is to make heaven our home, eternal life, we know that promise to us. We live in Him. We live in Him in 2023. For in Him we live. And because of him, we have nowhere else to go. And for him, we have our very being. And 1 John 2:25, John said, this is the promise we promised us. It is. Even life eternal. First, we're not in this. We're not in the church because of social reasons. Because we got friends and family. That's not it. We have been washed in the blood because when, at the end of the day, as they would say, the end of our life, we want heaven to be our home. The last verse, Titus 1:2, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time's eternal. God promised us if we would live faithful unto death, he would give us the crown of life. Jesus said that. Be thou faithful unto death. So what will you make of this year? What will you do in 2023? What I would encourage you to do this afternoon. Last 2 weeks we've been talking about life. We talked about choices. We talked about decisions. And this sermon here, as I close out, this sermon this afternoon. And I want to encourage everyone to make 2023 a year where you live in him. For in him we live, move, and have our very being. Make sure all your life, all your movement is focused on the Lord. 3 points I made. Live in him in love. Learn to love God first. If you love God, you love his son. If you love God, you love the children of God. But we are the children of God. Number 2, let that love drive you to serve him more, to do more in the kingdom. And we appeal today for everyone. Verse 5 said, put your oars in the water. Everyone needs to go to work. We need everybody. Get off the benches. Let that love motivate you to do whatever you can to reach those who are yet lost in their sins and to restore those who have fallen away from the Lord. And then live in him and really work on being positive. I know some of you. I know some people I've known all my life. They've never been positive. But at some point, you got to see yourself. And if you love God, and you love the servant, then nothing negative should be coming out your mouth. Because God has just been so good to you. Stay positive, you all, and have a good life in 2023. If you're on the call today, you're not a Christian. You need to be a Christian. How do you become a Christian, Brother Brooks? Believing that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. If you believe that Jesus came, then believe that he walked among me in 33 years thereby. And he in the last 24 hours of his life, they treated me like a criminal. Amen. They beat him with a whip, put a crown of thorns on his head, and led him to Calvary, where they drove the nails in his hands and his feet. It was on that cross that he died for you and I. It was at the cross, where I first saw the light. If you're on the call this afternoon and you believe that he died for you, suffered, bled and died for you, believe that he did it because he loved you. He did it because he wanted you to be saved. He did it because he knew that he would have to suffer in order for you to have the hope of eternal life. In order for me to have the hope of eternal life, Jesus did his part. Will you do your part this evening? Yeah, will you do your part? The Bible says Jesus did it. Jesus, he opened their understanding. He said that these words that I spake to you while I was yet with you, all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. He opened their understanding. They may understand the scriptures. He said, thus it is written, it doesn't behoove Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins will be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Luke 24:44-47. He suffered so we could have that hope of eternal life. And then we'll have repentance and remission of sin. Let that resonate in your heart this afternoon to become a Christian. You hear it, you believe it with all of your heart. repent of your sins, confess Jesus to be Son of God, then be baptized for the remission or the forgiveness of all your past sins. Then the Lord would ask you to go to the church in the Bible. That is, the church of Christ. Acts 2 and verse 47, the Lord added to your church daily, such as should be saved. And then, brothers and sisters, live in him. For in him we live, move, and have our very being. Live in him in love. Live in him in service. And live in him in positivity. That's my message for this evening. If you're a Christian and you need prayer, hit 5-star on your phone. If you're a visitor, you want to get baptized, you want to be a Christian, you want to change your life today, you want to live in him, you hit 5-star on your phone. If you need prayer, hit 5-star on your phone, and we will honor your request. And at this time, Brother Brooks want to ask for prayer for me, as we notify you all that we'll be going a different direction as an evangelist, traveling, trying to save more souls, stepping up to do more for the cause of Christ. I ask y'all to pray for me and pray for my children, especially my son and my daughter. We love all of you. May God bless you. Brother Brooks loves you. If you want to come this evening, hit 5-star on the phone, and we will respond to your request. At this time, we'll turn it back over to the song leader, and you can respond to the invitation.